This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, maybe not so much, at least in Aurora, Colorado. That's where we take you. We're thrilled to bring you Cindy Romero, who we've seen on a couple of cable shows, I think, talking about having to move out of her apartment complex and wanting to know she pays her rent, she's a patriotic American, why she'd have to do that, and why in America you would have this Venezuelan drug gang essentially, if not completely take over, have an awful lot of influence and violence in a housing complex, maybe in several housing complexes, whatever the media says. Let's go to Cindy here on Talk Radio 1210. Cindy, welcome to Philadelphia. So happy to have you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Cindy, just tell us your story. We've seen you in the news a little bit, and we'll talk about how you feel when people are trying to diminish what you suffered. You were in a housing complex in Aurora. What started to happen?
Over the length of time, the crime started to escalate. As they escalated, I grabbed more and more cameras and put more locks on my doors. We watched slowly as they began to take over the apartments. One by one, they would kick in the doors. They would run off the people who would live there by intimidation or just torture, just nonstop music and fighting and trashing the place and destroying the property. Huge parties that would last all night long. Slowly, we saw them escalating to where they'd get to our floor, and we tried to take a stand. The police would not respond. Their hands were tied by upper police leadership in Aurora, and it began to be unbearable until there was a huge shootout on August 18th, which resulted in the murder of an immigrant that was staying in the building. I suddenly found I was the last person that was a leaseholder in my building.
The last that was an actual leaseholder. Wow.
Yes.
Now, Cindy, I'm sorry. I wanted to get this in, though. In one report I saw, your car was hit. A bullet hit your car.
Yes. In that firefight, the shootout that happened on August 18th, the bullet went through my car. It went through one side and out the other, left a very large hole. There's also a bullet hole in my husband's car.
Well, how long were you a resident in that complex?
4 years.
Yeah. Wow. Cindy, I want to play you. President Trump, when he went to Aurora, was asked about this, and you're going to hear him stress the importance, and we play second to none of hearing people like you, because you know, whatever the politicians and media say, You've actually lived it. Here's what Trump said.
And because of Cindy and others like Cindy, the radical left can't say it never happened, because there we have it. And I promise you this, Cindy, that Kamala Harris's reign of terror ends the day I take the oath of office. It ends. Your community will no longer live in fear. You will once again have a protector in the White House. I'm going to be a protector.
All right, Cindy, the mayor then, who's Republican, said, we're making a much ado about nothing. Everything's under control. You've had to move. So what do you say about that?
They've made quite a few arrests for it not being a problem. And they've only made one arrest from my video. I feel like it's enough of a problem where they should stop denying it and do something about it. And the neighborhood watch in that area agree with me. It's time for the leadership there to do something about it.
So, Cindy, most of these people, or all of them, are here illegally, you believe, right? And they are from Venezuela?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely from Venezuela. I've talked to them on several occasions. These people were outside of my door for almost a year with guns. I guess I've spoke with them several times. I know where they're from. I know they're from different parts of Venezuela. I know that there are immigrants in the building that are also victims.
Cindy, is your security camera, we see some pretty famous footage from there, heavily armed men waiting outside a door. I think one then kicks it in. Is that from your security cameras? I'm sure you've seen what I'm talking about.
Yes. My husband and I had just had enough of being gaslit and ignored by the police, and we had to do something. We released the video. We had been living with it for quite some time, so it wasn't quite as shocking to us as it was to everyone else, but we had been seeing the rampant crime, been recording it, been sending it to the police, been being ignored.
Cindy Romero with us here on Talk Radio 1210. So, Cindy, Martha Raddatz, I hope you've seen this by now. J.D. Vance advanced your cause, I think, reasonably, and said, we're not saying it's every street in Aurora, but there is enough of this, as you said. It's more than just an isolated incident. And Raddatz said it's a handful on ABC News.
The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
She lives in a house, it's guesstimated, it came out this week, in Alexandria, Virginia, of over $2 million. Nobody is having parties to 4 in the morning. Nobody is extorting, beating. Some of these were people that ran the apartment complex. How do you feel when you see people in the media? I don't know if the local media does this or not, too. How does Cindy Romero feel?
I'm angry, and I'm fed up with the gaslighting and the lying. It is a problem. It's going to continue to be a problem, and it's spreading. It's not just in a handful of complexes. As I was looking for a new place to live, it's well more than a handful, and not just in Aurora, in neighboring Denver and surrounding counties in that area as well.
Yeah, we've read that this sort of thing spreads. And I don't see, I've never seen you say anything untoward to immigrants doing it the right way or anything else. These are actually gangs, and they're not just coming there to deal drugs or whatever. They're actually running the places, is what it appears to be.
Correct. Yes, I'm still in contact with a lot of the immigrant families that were in my building, and they were being victimized by this gang. They were happy that I was releasing the videos and wanted me to continue to release the videos so the gangs would not come back.
How about the local media, Cindy? I mean, they're on the ground. They have to see this type of stuff. Are they more accepting of your point of view?
I was actually encouraged by the Aurora Police Department to contact the media. I had a history of voting Democrat, so I actually reached out to that media first, thinking that there would be some outrage, some help for an ordinary American citizen who was paying their bills on time, who could not get out of the situation, and I was ignored.
Wow. So far, the only people that seem to have come to your aid are who? I mean, it seems like Trump at the rally, people like that, certainly. We've heard about you and can... It's shocking to us. I can't imagine that happening here in Philadelphia without more of a response. Who do you feel is in Cindy Romero's corner?
Donald Trump. He spoke out for me. He's the only one who spoke out for me. And he seems to be banging the table to draw attention to it. The Republican Party has embraced me and have accepted me. And it's truth. It's video footage. I would not wish to go through this. And I don't wish any other American to go through it either. And that's why I brought it to light. That's why I'm taking this chance with myself and my family's lives.
Cindy, that's why I asked you. You're there 4 years. One of the hardest things to do, other than what you've been through, is to move and have to find another apartment complex. So it doesn't seem to me, if you could gut it out, that you wouldn't have stayed there. I mean, you just don't want to pack up and move and have to go through all the new things, right?
Oh, yeah. And I was dug in, too, for 4 years. I was never planning on moving. So that was my hill I was standing on, and I wasn't going to let them take my hill until I realized that no apartment, and no matter how difficult it is to move or how cost-consuming it was, no apartment's worth dying for. And I would have never moved due to codes, never. There was nothing wrong with my apartment. I loved it. For the price I was paying, I had great square footage, and that's hard to find these days. So, no, I would never have moved unless I was pushed out.
Well, Cindy, it's hard to understand how the mayor, who for the record is a Republican, or the governor, or the local officials that have heard of this, how they don't say this is exactly why I ran for office. I have the power. Not in America am I going to allow somebody here illegally in gangs to be extorting and running housing complexes. I don't care if it's 5 of them, 10 of them, or 100 of them. We're going to get them out, and it's our mission in life to stop them and just allow you to have the life that you had before. How about where you are now? Do you feel safer? Is it less stressful there?
Yeah, it's a bit. I actually, when I call the police, they actually show up, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I have to go back to Aurora quite often because my family still lives there, and I was the one who encouraged them to move there. So I'm going to keep bringing things to light and keep exposing crime in that neighborhood until they finally do something about it. I have family members there. I have people I care about who live there.
Cindy, good for you. And again, I know you got a lot going on, but let our guys, Dan or Henry, know of something developing. We want to talk with you again. Thank you. This is a service. You're protecting all of us by bringing this to light, Cindy. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Cindy Romero, tip of the hat, Henry and Dan getting her on. She's been much in the news. And I think Trump could say it even more. Here's the difference between Kamala Harris and me. A story like this, if I'm president, not only am I turning ICE loose, not only am I backing them up with whatever I have to back up, and I don't care if it's a Republican mayor and Republican police, they can go to hell. I'm going to come there personally. Not in America. And that's what the Martha Raddatz, Vance did a great job, but I would even say he could have gone a little bit further. And say, not in our America, Martha Raddatz. Not in that America. He did say, you just hear yourself, which was really cutting. We're not going to allow this. This is a simple thing. We're not going to allow this. We're going to get every one of them out of there. We're going to deport them. We're going to follow up on all their contacts and everything associated with them. And these people that asked, how are you going to deport 11 million people on all this? We're going to start. We're going to start doing it. Hopefully, a lot of them will self-deport. They don't belong here. They're here illegally. And significant amounts are not only here illegally, they are gaming the system to terrorize Americans. You just heard one of them. I don't know what Martha Raddatz would say. She is beyond disgraceful. She is one of the most biased, the worst, the insider game. Only a handful is what you hear. Same thing we told you today when it comes up. J.D. Vance asked by this CBS3 guy over in Lafayette Hill last night. That's not true. He knows there's no illegals voting. in Pennsylvania elections, in this upcoming election, or people that are here legally, but they're not legally able to vote. He knows that. That's incontrovertible. You know, no, I know what he'd say. Only a handful. Why do you guys keep on bringing this up? Why do you not see it? Why do you not side with Cindy Romero versus siding with what? Why do you not side with Riley Gaines and these young women playing sports? And you think we have to shove down their throat some guy, biological male, gender fluid, whatever it might be, who just can't play against males to prove what, to do what? That's where the difference is. These things are pretty clear. All right, phone lines are easy. Nice job of getting her on. 855-839-1210. Give me your reaction. Again, imagine being in that situation. And again, how many times do we see this? Right away, the mayor, Republican. Oh, Trump is causing damage here. Now, again, Trump ought to zone in. There's enough here. Do not make vague statements. You have to have it written down or be J.D. Vance to clearly and cogently take this out. Because if you don't, the media, rather than concerned about Cindy Romero, is going to be concerned with diminishing your story. 855-839-1210. But first, before your calls, it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Money gone.
That is exactly right. And today we are playing for a, well...
Weird Al Yankovic tickets, right?
Oh, yeah. The show sheet's so big today. There's so much stuff on here, I can't see it.
That's
July of 2025.
Yeah, big tickets on the line with some Weird Al tickets here. And Dom, today we're talking about forgotten things or things we miss from Philadelphia. And I mentioned it with Scalish when he was on earlier, but we're talking about JFK Stadium and Live Aid. And I was going to do the guy that led off Live Aid, but it's too obscure. This guy named Bernard Watson, well, that's the stage name of David Weinstein, was a kid who camped outside JFK for a week leading up to the concert and somehow convinced Bill Graham to let him lead off in the name of charity. Never performed a song professionally before.
Wow.
And performed two songs. But on that list, there are some standouts that you're like, how did they get on this bill? And this band is one of those bands that I'm like, how did they end up at Live Aid? So Dom, I want to know the name of this cover artist, well, cover band here, covering a Great Monkeys song. Who's the name of the band that performed at Live Aid at JFK Stadium back in the day? Take a listen.
I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never.
Case where I play a cover that I think might be better than the original.
Yeah, the Monkees were a thing. I mean, they were just unexplainable. It was a brief trend. I interviewed them at the Phillies game when we did a pregame broadcast.
Did you?
They were throwing out the pitch. One of them was.
Did you ask why they stole the Beatles act?
No, it wasn't that type. It's not that type of thing. We're there for the Phillies. Can't be doing probing journalism. All right.
We're looking for the cover band today that performed at Live Aid. Dom here performing a Monkees song.
All right. It's 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210, and we'll get you off to Weird Al Yankovic on Talk Radio 12.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care, All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ten. It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right, Dan, tapping into a bit of nostalgia here. Memorial Stadium, Live Aid. What was that, Dan? Was it 80 what?
Yes, you have it in front of me here. Let me scroll up here. It's 1985, July 13th.
85, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the clue, and we're looking for the cover band.
I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring.
All right, let's try Joe in Audubon. Joe, who's covering that song?
Hey, Dom, I'm going to say it's the not one, not two, not three, but the four Tops.
Ah, very good. That is an unusual. I, in a million years, wouldn't have guessed that, Dan.
Yeah, four Tops appearing at JFK Stadium for that Live Aid, Dom, and not something you'd expect, but they re-signed a contract with Motown Records just a year prior to getting booked and wanting to promote their new record. But since then, four Tops oftentimes conflated with the Temptations, both all-time Motown greats, and for a while there, the Temptations and the four Tops were doing a battle on stage, like a Motown battle. Bumping off of each other, but didn't really fit the bill, in my opinion, for what else we saw there with some, you know, harder rock bands and Tina Turner.
Yeah. Well, that's the highlight. Jagger and Tina Turner pulling off her skirt. I mean, that was beyond belief. And Madonna, Madonna, I would argue that was her major debut. She was sort of a little bit known. She sang Holiday. I can remember it as if it were yesterday, and Memorial Stadium didn't look that bad. It was big when you have that type of act. My God. All right. So Joe's the winner. Enjoy Weird Al Yankovic. All right. A couple of things. Tim Walsh just gave an interview in which he tells, I'm trying to see which channel this is. Or it may have been a local news. Yeah, I am frustrated with the Teamsters and the firefighters unions because they declined to endorse. He blamed it on their political leadership that covered their butts. So, and can you imagine this guy trying to spin it that the political leadership, say, of the Teamsters here, all they did, goofball, is release the polling of their members, and it was enormous that they favored Trump. They favor America. They don't favor guys like you who could not know how to clean your or load up your own shotgun. All right, let's go to Joe in Westchester. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
This is Joe. I called in with the answer. By the way, I remember Horn and Hartswell, and I remember Penn Fruit.
Okay, good, Joe. Okay. Who are you going with today?
All right, but when I was 6 or 7, I was walking home from St. Francis de Sales to where we lived, where I was raised and born and raised. West Philadelphia, Chestnut Street. I would cross all these streets.
Yeah, Joe, give me your answer, Joe.
Okay. I would stop at one of the,
Joe, the answer.
What's now an old-fashioned.
All right, Joe has Savage. Thank you, Joe. I'm sorry, but thank you, Joe.
Yeah,
all right, here is the... we'll put him down for that. It's a pretty famous store. Here is the Walls clip talking, I think it's local media, about this. And again, the Teamsters went out of their way to try to say, no, we're not just going to roll over and endorse Harrison Walls. We're not endorsing Trump, even though that's what the membership wanted. So I think they went down the middle, everything considered, and the firefighters. Here's what he said.
What is it about that they've been able to fool?
Well,
these people.
In rank and file union members, one thing. Look, the leadership in unions, that's more political than what I'm doing. They have to cover their butt on their things. And I'm as frustrated as you are on this, Will. But the one thing I do think about, you wonder what happened. The first thing I think of, there's not something wrong with my constituents. These are good people trying to go to work and do things. And like the New York Times sends somebody out every few weeks to interview a guy at a bar and figure out what happened to rural America. These are my family. I've lived there. I do think one of the things, I always said this as a teacher, if I would give an exam or something and a majority of students would not do well, probably had a little something to do with me.
Well, what is it? We've arrived now at something after you've attacked the union membership. The union membership is on your side, by and large. They can't restrain their union members here, though. They don't want you. They're proud, patriotic Americans. They don't want this anti-American stuff. They may not agree on Trump with every labor thing, but they're off the reservation now, and we know where they're going, and they stop. The firefighters, the Teamsters, you don't get more union than this. So it would have been interesting to hear if Will, whoever that guy is, well, what is it you think they object to? That would have been the question I'd like to hear. What is it they object to? And then let's follow up and figure out, are you going to change that? So if you're a union member, we've been through this with the Teamsters, the firefighters. What's the single biggest objection to Walz's point, you would say, with the rank and file is? What is it that triggered this, that they had to do a poll? We knew this in the past. But they weren't polling. They would just make the endorsement. People would grumble about it. We would say, how in the world are these union guys and women endorsing something that's not in their interest? And it got to be so overwhelming, so palpable, I think. So the guy that we have on from the Teamsters, Bill Hamilton, is a very nice guy and all that. I think he would go along with the Harris Walz. But I think his membership just made the point, no, we can't do this anymore. So what did they do? They didn't endorse Trump as the membership would want them to do. They just refrained. I can live with that. I think they're saying, all right, well, you know, come on, we can't endorse him. Wink, wink. But everybody knows where you guys are. We're going to release the poll. All right, 855-839-1210. By the way, on the transgender thing, we played you Trump's response to that today. The San Jose State has, it looks to be, several players now. This is the team that has the trans player. They're suing, too. They're criticizing. You got to give Riley Gaines a lot of credit for this. Think about where we were with Leah Thomas. Those women over at Penn were scared to death. And some people would call in, they'd be nasty. Well, they got to speak up and all. Look, they were facing an institution that was telling them, we'll get you blackballed for the rest of your life. Shut up. You lose your scholarship. Your name will be out there. But now it's broken loose. Now you have women both on several teams that are saying, no, we're not playing this team. And on the team itself with the trans player, they're also suing or speaking out publicly against it. You got to see how things progress. That's a breakout. But what Republicans have to do, what Trump has to do on this, he said it at today's event. I'm not going to replay. It takes two. What they have to do is Trump has to say, I'm going to get rid of this. Exactly. It's not a hard question. I'm going to issue, use the power of the federal government, the office of the presidency, education department, and we are going to go after every school district, every PIAA, and everything else that is engaging in this. Is that not a winning position? But be specific about it rather than just say, we're going to get rid of it. Say, this is exactly what we're going to do. Now, people on the other side will call you a hater. They'll go crazy. It's an easy argument to make. This is, every time Riley Gaines is on, this is the low-hanging fruit. People, it's not even the injury thing. I wouldn't even talk so much about the injury thing. I would just talk about the pure competitive part of this. These are competitive young women who have worked incredibly hard. And we're going to tell them, you have to compete against somebody you can't compete against. And then we're going to tell them, you're going to have to work harder. We're going to blame them. Make mention of this more. Bring this up more. You can even do the Gingrich approach and say, look, I've talked about the grocery store. I've talked about inflation. I've talked about the border. You know my positions. Who are we kidding here? You just don't want to hear what America is enraged about. And they're enraged about this subject. And high school bathrooms, yeah, they're enraged about that. But they're enraged that young women can't have their own sports, Title IX, the whole thing that's been built up. All right, 855-839-1210. But imagine Walls blaming the leadership of the firefighters and the Teamsters who went out of their way to try to defuse this situation. They can't do it because it's so overwhelming. Trump has broken through. That's what the bottom line is. 855-839-1210. You get in. Hey, for years I've talked about the real health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements after making their omega-3s part of my daily routine. From supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential ingredients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Listen to the recent comment from Carol. She says triglycerides are at an all-time low. It increased my well-being while joint pains and muscle aches, they've decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals, and now it's your turn. Because for a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for this exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the seven Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get this special radio offer, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code online, res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, the code OMEGA50, O-M-E-G-A, 50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. Conchi Bakery, 51 years. Henry heartbroken yesterday. That's a side question today. Something that closed up. And the automat has been ridiculed by Dan once again, fans. Just to remind you of that. Let's go to Paul in Westchester. Hey, Paul, good afternoon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Don, thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener. And I know that you got Paul at 1210, Don. Why don't you let me be the Hal Ford or Juan Williams on this show right here? You guys got Nick, you got you got Zioli, you got Dorn. Let's even it out, because all you doing is preaching to the choir, and they just calling out, encore, encore. Let's get some dissent here, can we?
Well, Paul, go right ahead here. What do you have today?
All right, so now let's start with your caller. I'm not going to minimize her effect or her trauma that she's going through. However, in a Republican town, Republican mayor, they all stated that it was just a handful of incidents.
Whoa, but Paul, now wait a minute. Let me just, because you're not just an average caller. You're a guy who really follows talk radio, and you have a certain shtick about you that's appealing. So you don't want to say handful here. Paul, come on. You just acknowledge the woman, the pain and what she's suffering. And apparently it was multiple complexes. I don't know if it's 3, 4 or whatever. Paul, shouldn't a person who wants to be president, I know you a little bit, you know me. If I'm president, I cannot abide a country where Venezuelan drug gangs are taking over a square inch of apartment complexes, right?
You absolutely, I'm not now. Don't try to pigeonhole me because you don't like nobody pigeonholing you.
Well, I just agreed you were like me in this. I just acknowledged it.
Okay, but I know you still got a back door. You got an escape hatch. So it's that bad thing.
Hit the button, Dom. Hit it.
All right. Where's my escape hatch? There it is. Oh, my goodness. All right, Paul, who's your, what place do you miss? What is it that you miss?
I missed all the skating rinks on Elmwood, Carmen's, and the Wild skating rink. We have no skating rinks in Philadelphia no more.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. You got the Rizzo thing from Rocky, but I think that's down for repair.
Just pulled the hatch.
Okay, the hatch, yeah. And there's one over near City Hall occasionally, I guess. Yeah, the ice skating rink is very romantic. That where it worked for Rocky. Remember the guy? That guy was a great character in Rocky. The guy yelling, "Time!" I think that's a top 10 Rocky scene. Rocky walking on the ice as Adrian is skating. I did see that Geraldo endorsed Kamala on CNN. Geraldo is just out of the family business now. He's gone a little too far. I like him
crazy, man.
As a host. He is the ultimate wild card. He ought to be on that Fox panel. Harold Ford's a nice man, but he's not good. He just gets beaten up. You put Araldo in there, and you know the famous story. He's on the show tomorrow, Dan. I'll ask him because of Araldo doing this. Bill, were you and Araldo ready to fight that time? And he's gonna be like Jack Nicholson, you know? Yeah. And Araldo said he was balling up both fists. He was going to jump over the table and start swinging. They don't fool around on that. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You know, Dom, here's where I miss. You know what? We don't know how good we had it in sports in Philadelphia. For example, in 1980, the Sixers lost to the Lakers in the finals. Magic was a rookie because Abdul-Jabbar was injured.
Headache. Yeah, he had a massive headache. Yeah.
Right. This is all 1980. All four teams went. The Flyers lost to the Islanders on that phantom non-call of the offside. He was 5 feet offsides. Yeah, it was a joke. And the Eagles lost to the Raiders in the Super Bowl. And we all know how the Phillies did.
Yep.
They won it all. 1980, all four teams went. They were the glory days, Dom.
That is a good, yeah, that is an era of winners. Winner City
really
Championship
thought we were
City.
Entering a similar era here with Philadelphia sports.
Yeah, I did too.
Who's to say we're not?
That's right. I'm counting on the Sixers, so there you go.
Let's go Flyers.
Yes. Nick Sirianni is who's to say we're
well,
not.
Well, yeah, he does.
Matvei Michkov, baby.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round coming up here. We played – oh, I forgot to play this. This cut 19. Here's Don LeMond surfacing. Now, he's a nice guy when we were in the old building a couple, three buildings ago, Dan. I don't know if Rich was there in that building. But Don Lemon was on NBC 10. Very nice guy when he was on NBC 10. Listen to Don Lemon telling us he had to correct several black voters in swing states who said they supported Trump.
Now, you have been traveling.
Yes.
You've been talking to a lot of voters. And I will just say that you texted me right around the Democratic convention, and you said, I am talking to people, and Kamala Harris has a problem with black men.
Yeah, and I told the campaign I did not hear from them. I mean, who am I for them to get back to me? But there's a problem. And I went to from battleground state to battleground state. When they invited me to the convention, I didn't just want to fly there. I said, I'm gonna go and talk to voters in battleground states. And I did. It was not curated. I went up to people just doing man on the street. And said, who are you going to vote for? Black men. And time after time after time, they said, I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Why?
Now, their reasons why. They said, because most of the time they said, well, you know, for economic reasons. Right. Or because he gave me a stimulus check and I had to correct them over and over and tell them where that stimulus check came from, a Democratic Congress and from Nancy Pelosi, and that Donald Trump actually held the check up so that his name could be put on the check. So they think they got the check directly from him. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has given one or two stimulus checks as well, but they seem not to know and understand that you can vote for whoever you want to vote for. But if the reasons that you're going to vote for them, I think that they should be accurate and factual, and you should know why you're supporting someone.
Comes down to stimulus checks now. Don't these guys know who sent them the check? My goodness. Now, this is going to rage. Dan and I were trying to get our buddy Eamon Brown on, who is a Democrat. But I really value his opinion on this, Dan, and he might say anything. I mean, he'll go right to the heart. Look, he's got to be a Democrat in Philadelphia to hold elective office, essentially. But I think he has some strong thoughts on that based on previous conversations as far as why this is not happening. And from Obama to just about everybody else, they want to blame black males. 855-839-1210, you get in. So hit us on the lightning round. It's been a big day here. The first guest ever on Dan Time with Dom that I remember. Henry, we're going to be instituting your, what's your segment called? Have we come up with a name for it yet?
And we're still workshopping it.
Oh, okay. I love that we're workshopping. But what was it? Was a slice of, I'm trying to.
Like a.
It wasn't a slice of anything. It was.
Do you hear yourself?
With Henry Michette.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, come on. I forgot almost. Yeah.
Do you hear yourself?
Oh, man. You notice Walls, Vance's voice going up, though. He delivered one. Newt Gingrich is probably practicing that line right now, but he could have really taken it out at the end. Martha, you can say whatever you want, but you got a $2 million house. All right, 855-839-1210.
Do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem? And
it's like a Rorschach test. If you can't feel as president, you can't go to sleep that night. You haven't slept, honey. Got to go to sleep. No, no, no. We're getting there. Air Force One. We're going in with ICE. We're going in with the military as backup. We're not having one Venezuelan drug gang out there taking over a housing complex. Not going to happen in America. Too many times, I think, people think of just big picture. That rallies people. It was Frank Rizzo's genius. The small things. It's not happening here on my watch. That's what I want to hear a president say. Trump has to put a button on it because
Harris
won't say
that. You have a story on that one.
Exactly. That's a Rizzo. You think you're telling Frank Rizzo, hey, it's only one housing complex, Frank, in Northeast Philadelphia. You don't get agitated.
Take that thing out. Unhook it.
Yeah. This guy was just a reporter, and we see what he was
saying. You turn that off.
Do we have the creep, crumb, lush?
You're a crumb creep.
Yeah.
You're a real crumb bum.
The lush, Dan, because he said, I've seen you all my life. I know what a lush is.
You are a lush. I can tell by looking at you. You're a crumb creep, lush coward.
Oh, my God.
I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush.
There's the line. Hey, change of season starting to get a bit nippier, right? September bleeding into October. It's a time for a fresh start. And that means the appointments you've been putting aside, not thinking about it, great dental care. And that's what we offer here with Dr. Benz. If you're unhappy or you've just been drifting with your dental care, and you hear me tell for 10 years, the just outstanding dental care, Dr. Benz, his staff.
Get it all. Don't miss any of it.
The infrastructure that they have. Well, it's time now to get that initial look-see. You'll meet the doc. He'll meet you. Develop a plan with you. Get that initial evaluation. Or if there's a problem, well, this is the place to call right now. Dr. Benz, remind you that dentistry is not just about your teeth. It's your overall health affected by this. It's not just cosmetic. And again, if you have fear, any kind of sense of that around the dentist.
Let me tell you something.
This is the place to go. I'm sure Frank would go there. Call 610-272-6949. Get the great care that I get each and every time with Dr. Benz. 610-272-6949.
If you didn't buy your clothes from Krauss Brothers, you would hit me on the belt.
Krauss Brothers, 901 South Street, store of the stars.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, nothing like that. Store of the Stars. Hey, the Lightning Round by Dom is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, get 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. These have been great today. Coming off Henry and the Conchi Bakery, hit us with something that has departed us, but you wish was still here. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton, New Jersey. Talk Radio 1210. What's yours, Alan?
The original Jersey Devils. I never caught a baseball, but I did get a hockey puck from them. Cherry Hill.
Very nice. I remember them. Alan's got a little bit of Joe of Exton delivery going on there, Dan. A little bit in his own way. You know, it's a much different. But here is the real Joe of. I wonder if we have a Joe of Exton imitator. It's reached that level. You know,
that
we
was
have
the
a
Walmart
Trump
brand Joe of Exton, right?
Yeah, we have a Trump. No, if there's somebody who can do Joe of Exton, we'd love to hear the real versus the fake. DJ does me, even though you don't hear it, Dan. I'm sorry about that.
Man. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. All right, so audition. Tell us you think you can do Joe of Exton. Now listen to every syllable. Here is Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Hello, Dom. No imitators. I'm one of a kind. My cultural custom, which is no longer in vogue, is the family physician of the 50s who would make personal calls to the home.
Yes, the doctor house call. That is a great one. You guys never had a doctor visit the house, I'm sure, right?
No, never.
No, it's Yeah, it's lucky if you can find a doctor, let alone.
I don't live in a farm town in 1930. So.
Oh, man. The attack really the Hornet Hornets.
Comes doctors. In with a leather, you know, medical case and sits it down next to the bed.
Oh, there's nothing like the house call. Gary in Newtown. Gary, what's yours today? Gary?
Gary!
Yeah, and he had Lionel.
Hey, guys. Oh,
hi,
for
Gary.
There he is.
Yes.
I'm going to see if I can.
Go ahead, Gary. All right.
Hello?
He had Lionel Kitty City. I'm sorry. I don't know if we're having a. I apologize. Joe in Columbus. Joe, what's yours today?
Dom, there is a famous ex institution right in the 46 in New Jersey. I'm trying my Joe, but it's not working well.
Already, the Joe imitators. I can't
disrespect Joe from Exton. He's great. There was an institution for decades and decades, right near Fort Dix in a town called Cookstown. It was called the Satellite Lounge. It was owned by a guy named Carlo Rossi, who owned bars in Philly. And acts that played there were incredible. I mean, we're talking about the Little Rascals, Chuck Berry, Benny King.
Wow.
The Platters, Jay and the Americans, Sly and the Family Stone.
Great stuff. Usually people call in with the Latin Casino, Sinatra and others. That was a big Jersey one. That's good. Henry, who did you like today?
Yeah, I like the bookends today. I like our first one off the board, John in the Northeast of the Nabisco Factory.
Yes.
I like the imagery of I could almost smell, you know, the Nabisco was being cooked. And then right there, Joe in Columbus, the Satellite Lounge.
Oh, very nice. I did like the Nabisco. I like Joe's too. Dan, what do you have?
I'm going to throw a Jersey answer out there. Why not? Earl and Taconi's Atco Speedway. Very missed in South Jersey.
All right. I think I'll go with the Nabisco. I think it was the call was good. And I remember that. It's not just the place. The smell was a smell of the area.
John in the Northeast goes into
John
the hat.
John in the Northeast goes into the hat. We're always open to suggestions for the side question. I bet there's a great Joe of Exon imitator out there. Let us know. No imitation next, though. Rich C. always coming up for 4 big hours to take you home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.